Hello and welcome to a new episode of Super Salty. I don't know what to say other than welcome to a new episode of Sweet But Salty. I think I'm gonna bring back weird intros to this podcast for whatever reason. I kind of like that. But yeah, this was not as random as you may think. It was actually requested by my mom. Because you may or may not have noticed that I was kind of in a rut. So I handed my podcast over to my brother for his birthday on the last episode. And since it's Mother's Day, I thought I might just as well involve my entire family in this and ask my mom for advice. So this episode is a tribute to her, and she requested an intro in baby talk. And yeah, I did my very best. Yeah, but seriously, my mom is the best ever. She's not just the best mom ever, she's the best person I know. And I am so immensely grateful to her for everything she has done for me and for my brother. I can't even put it in words. So I asked her what I should talk about in this episode, and she told me a couple of topics. I'm going to talk about them first, and then in the end, I'm going to tell you about my mom and I's relationship, because that was the first thing she mentioned. She said, talk about this special bond between a mother and a daughter. Let's start at the beginning, I guess. So basically, my mom explained the world to me since I was born. She literally said that she viewed me as a gift, and she saw it as her responsibility to explain the world to me. And so she narrated literally everything. And I mean everything. Like, when she used nappy rash cream, she literally read the packaging to me, and she explained exactly what it was for, what it was made of, and she made it super interesting. And she did that with everything. Now, you may think that sounds a little bit extreme, but I can assure you that it led to one particular thing. I have always felt appreciated and taken seriously by my mom. She never gave me the feeling that I am, so to say, inferior because I'm younger, because I'm a child, because I don't know things. Quite the opposite. I think I've always felt respected, and I've always felt like she was a fan, so to say, of my individuality and of me as a person and of my view of things. So she always respected my feelings, my thoughts, my observations, even when I was very little. I mean, children are not adults, obviously, and they need to learn things. But at the same time, the way that children view the world is so special and so cool and so fascinating. So don't ever underestimate a child's view. And that's definitely something I learned from my mom. Like, she took me and my brother seriously from the second we were born. No matter what we were going through, I always knew I could rely on her and I could talk to her about anything and everything. And I think that in our relationship, language has been really important from the beginning, which is super interesting because I love languages. I talked about my language fetish in a former episode. I think it was infamous episode 15, but it's actually true. I love language. I love speaking. I love reading. I love everything that has to do with words. And I think I have to thank my mom for that. She's a translator, by the way. So she is into languages. She's into reading. She's into books. And I think she has had a huge impact on things that I consider vital parts of my personality today. Both my brother and I were raised bilingual. My mom said it's difficult to pull it off because usually one parent spends more time with the child or the children. So kind of saying that one parent is going to speak one language and the other another language is sometimes it's possible, but most of the time it's going to be difficult. But yeah, my parents decided for both my brother and I to be raised with two languages pretty much from the beginning. So my mom literally always said one sentence in one language and then translated it into another. So we basically learned both languages at the same time. And we learned German, obviously, and the second language is Croatian because my entire family is Croatian. So there was a particularly funny incident because through that, my mom actually learned how incredibly smart I truly am. Because she did not really tell me the names of the two languages we were speaking. So at one point, I think I was about 10 months old, maybe, I requested the other term for the word bell. So I wanted to know the German word for bell, which is Glocke. And my mom had previously just said Zvono, which is bell in Croatian. And she just didn't get what I was saying. Until I literally kept yelling, bell different. And then finally, she got it. And that was the moment she made it absolutely clear how both languages were called. And she just explained the whole topic to me. And you know, I was 10 months old, but that's like the point. My mom explained everything to me from the beginning. And when she thought it was not necessary to explain things, I was there to remind her that it was. So, you know, it was kind of her fault because she conditioned me that way because I was used to getting to know everything. But yeah, pretty happy, to be honest. I think it's always amazing. The more languages you speak, the more amazing for you. And I'm pretty happy that I learned two languages from the beginning. And I think that also facilitated me learning English. I think it was episode 12, I told you a little bit about my English accent, how I actually learned English properly. So if you want to learn about that, and also my teenage fan obsessions, then go ahead and listen to that episode if you haven't already. So in order to figure out the perfect way to raise a child and to find the ideal parenting style, my mom's calling me. And you know what? She's calling me. Because pizza's ready. Let's see. She sent me a text like 5 minutes ago saying pizza's ready. So I think pizza is a reoccurring theme in this podcast. Could be worse. So I guess I'm gonna have to eat first and then I'll keep recording. Catch ya after I've inhaled that pizza. Okay, so I did not inhale that pizza. I shared it with my mom, which is kind of so beautiful in the light of this episode. And it's now, I think, an hour later, at least. And I have no idea where I was. So I think I was saying that my mom literally read books for 2 to 3 years in order to figure out the perfect way to raise a child and to find the ideal parenting style. And we're not talking random books, you know, self-help stuff. No, she went to the real deal where the science is at, like proper psychological, sociological literature. And my mom and I have a lot of things in common. And she said she basically needed those books in order to get a sense of security. And it's exactly the same for me. Whenever I am feeling insecure about a topic, I just Google it, I look for books, I read about it and watch videos. I mean, today we have YouTube. I don't know if searching videos on YouTube when it comes to your parenting style is necessarily the best thing to do, but I guess it's an option after all today. So you might just as well do that. But before you do so, you need to know what happened to my mom, because in the end, she found that different books basically contradicted each other. At that point, she was over it. And she said, you know what? I'm just going to do it my own way. So she started trusting her intuition. And what can I say? Was the best thing ever. I mean, she said it was the best thing ever. I mean, we can all agree that I'm amazing. So there is no perfect way to raise a child. But doing it the way my mom did will lead to raising the perfect child. Okay. But in my last episode, you got to know my brother a little more. And my brother and I are both very kind and quiet, but kind of crazy in a healthy and hopefully funny way. And I think we have been raised to always be kind and respectful. And our parents did an amazing job in giving us a great foundation when it comes to values. I think we know what's right and what is wrong, and neither of us have ever neglected those. Yeah, I think you can say that. And of course, you know, as I said, both my brother and I are super kind. We're, I'd say, emotionally intelligent as well. We're obviously extraordinarily smart and outstandingly beautiful. And the funny thing is, you know, this is a tangent, but my brother does not listen to my podcast. I have no idea how many episodes he actually heard, but he didn't even listen to his own episode. So he basically recorded all of that material, gave it to me and said, you know, cut it, make an episode of it. I don't want to hear it. Just put it online and there it is. And I think, honestly, he has an incredible voice. I'm not going to tell you how old he is. I really like the way that he speaks, and I think we think the same way, and that's just wonderful to have people in your life and so close to you who you really click with. And that's the case with my brother, that's the case with my dad, and definitely the case with my mom as well. And I can seriously not tell you how many times we literally called each other in the same moment. And that's just one of the little things that kind of prove to you how connected you are to someone. And I'm definitely super, super connected to my mom. We often think the same things and in the same way. And yeah, we often call each other in the same moment. So what can I say? Like, my mom is the coolest person I know. And she has done so much in her life to protect me, to help me, to be there for me. When I had a really, really rough time that I mentioned a couple of times, it was in fact so rough that I had to stay at home for 3-4 months straight and I couldn't do anything. And guess who was by my side? And guess who took a leave from work and stayed at home with me when I basically couldn't do anything? My mom. I don't even know what to say. She's the best person ever. And I can say today I'm kind of grown up, kind of. And the relationship my mom and I have today, and it has been that way for almost 10 years now, it's a friendship. We're like friends who talk about everything, who are there for each other, who support each other, who have been through ups and downs together. And of course, she is my mom and she will always be my mom. But above all, she's my friend. And I always say I don't have a best friend, but she is my best friend. She's wonderful. She's the kindest, most honest, strongest person I know. And she's very emotionally intelligent. She's incredibly empathetic and sensitive. And she is so kind and optimistic and believes in the good in people to the point that you could call her naive. And I think the same is true for me. I always think that people are good. And that's something that I learned from her. And, you know, there are other things we have in common, like we both freak out over completely unnecessary things. Definitely prone to overthinking, both of us. Like, we have both such a deep, deep love for crime. And sometimes that spills over into real life. You know that feeling when you're kind of tired and you want to go to sleep, and then it's like 1:30, 2 a.m. and you're just laying in bed and you're so tired, but your brain just kind of starts producing thoughts that are not so relevant, but to you they are in that moment. And you start creating scenarios in your head of all the things that could go wrong, of how people you have met are actually potential serial killers or are going to literally screw you over. And yeah, I got that from my mom. Yeah, but definitely something that helps. First of all, check your vitamin levels. Check your vitamin D, especially if you're prone to anxiety, and go to sleep at a decent time, because it's not even our thing alone. It's a typical thing that after a certain hour at night, around 1, 2, 3 a.m., your brain just starts working differently and adrenaline kicks in because you're supposed to be sleeping, but you're not. So your body goes into stress mode and all of that produces negative thoughts and anxiety and such. Yeah, that was the hugest tangent. So I asked my mom, is there anything that you want to say, you know, for the ending of the episode? And she said, yes. And I could not agree more. She said, don't forget your mom. Think of her. Call her, tell her you love her, and keep in touch with her, because moms will always be part of our lives. We are forever connected to each other. Even if we're physically apart, we're not emotionally apart. So just show your mom the love that she deserves. And to all moms, that's what my mom said. Don't forget about yourself. Take care of yourself. Do something that fulfills you, that gives you energy, that is your thing. And that's what I'm saying. You know, my mom did an incredible job and she did so much for my brother and I, but she sometimes forgot about herself. And I hope that she will have the opportunity to take care of herself a lot more, to like have quality time, to maybe focus on her writing, because she loves writing, and maybe even publish a book, which I hope is going to happen pretty soon. So yeah, what can I say? Mom, I love you. I don't know if you're going to listen to this. This episode is for you. And the title of this episode was actually inspired by the typical annoyed thing that you say, you know, when your mom says, take a jacket with you, it's cold outside. You say, yeah, thanks, Mom. But seriously, thanks, Mom, for everything you've done for me. I love you so much. And I wish you a happy Mother's Day.
Hi, this is Mom. If you liked this episode, leave a like and subscribe to this podcast of my best daughter of the world. She paid me to say this. Recommend it to your friends and tune in next time. I will check. Bye.
Das war gut. Jetzt haben wir Angst vor dir.
Nee, echt?
Ja,
okay. Oh Gott.